Hello and welcome to another episode of TMT Insurance Talks. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're diving into a topic that touches the lives of millions of Americans, the intricate world of Medicare. Our episode is titled Comparing Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage, and it's designed to demystify the choices facing our seniors and anyone else navigating this crucial decision. Choosing the right healthcare coverage is a pivotal decision that has long-lasting implications on both your health and finances. This comprehensive guide aims to equip you with the essential knowledge to navigate the complex landscape of Medicare options. From understanding the key features and differences between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage to weighing their pros and cons, and finally to selecting the best Medicare Advantage plan tailored to your needs, each section provides valuable insights to help you make an informed choice. Utilize this guide as your roadmap to a healthcare plan that aligns with your lifestyle, needs, and budget. 1. Introduction: Navigating the choices between Medicare and Medicare Advantage. As the American population ages, the subject of healthcare coverage becomes increasingly crucial. Medicare and Medicare Advantage stand as two viable options for those reaching the age of 65 or for others who meet specific criteria. While Original Medicare has been around since 1966, Medicare Advantage plans have gained significant traction since their inception. According to recent statistics, the number of Medicare beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare Advantage has more than doubled since 2007, signaling a trend that shows no sign of slowing down. What is Medicare? Medicare is a federal health insurance program primarily for individuals who are 65 or older. The program consists of different parts, including Part A, hospital insurance, and Part B, medical insurance. While it provides a wide range of benefits covering various medical services, it does not offer comprehensive coverage for things like prescription drugs or dental care, unless you add on additional plans like Part D for prescription drug coverage. What is Medicare Advantage? Medicare Advantage, also known as Part C, operates somewhat differently. These plans are offered by private insurance companies approved by Medicare. In essence, they bundle Parts A and B, and often Part D, into one plan. They also frequently offer additional benefits like dental, vision, and hearing coverage, making them an increasingly attractive option for those looking for more comprehensive coverage. The growing popularity of Medicare Advantage. The increasing trend of Medicare beneficiaries opting for Medicare Advantage is noteworthy. Available data reveals that more Medicare Advantage plans are accessible in 2023 than in any year over the past 13 years. This surge in availability and enrollment could be attributed to the added benefits that many of these plans offer, along with a cap on out-of-pocket expenses, which Original Medicare does not provide. Factors influencing the choice between Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Choosing between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage is not a one-size-fits-all decision. Several factors can significantly influence this choice. 1. Flexibility. Original Medicare allows you the freedom to visit any healthcare provider who accepts Medicare. Medicare Advantage plans, on the other hand, usually have a network of doctors you must use, making them less flexible but often more cost-effective. 2. Additional benefits. As mentioned earlier, Medicare Advantage plans often include added perks like vision, dental, and hearing coverage, which Original Medicare does not offer. This makes Medicare Advantage an appealing option for those looking for more comprehensive coverage. 3. Travel considerations. If you travel frequently, you may want to consider the limitations of a Medicare Advantage plan. These plans often require you to use healthcare providers within a specific service area, except for emergencies. Original Medicare offers more flexibility in this regard, as it is accepted by any provider that takes Medicare nationwide. 2. Original Medicare, key features. Navigating the world of healthcare coverage can be complex, especially when you're weighing the benefits of Original Medicare against those of Medicare Advantage. Original Medicare, a government-provided healthcare option, is often misunderstood in its scope and benefits. In this comprehensive guide, we'll break down the key features of Original Medicare, from Part A and Part B to coinsurance and copays, and even how it compares to Medicare Advantage. Part A, Hospital Insurance. Part A, also known as hospital insurance, is the cornerstone of Original Medicare. It primarily covers inpatient care in hospitals, including surgeries and short-term stays. It also provides coverage for skilled nursing facilities, hospice care, and limited home healthcare services. For 2023, the Medicare Part A deductible is $1,600. It's crucial to note that most beneficiaries don't pay a premium for Part A, provided they or their spouse have paid Medicare taxes for a certain number of years while working. This is one area where Original Medicare has a financial advantage, as some Medicare Advantage plans may require an additional monthly premium. Part B, Medical Insurance. Part B, or medical insurance, complements Part A by covering outpatient care, preventive services, medical supplies, and various doctor services. Whether it's a routine checkup, lab tests, or necessary medical equipment like wheelchairs, Part B has got you covered. For the year 2023, the monthly premium for Medicare Part B is $164.90, and the deductible is $226. Once the deductible is met, you'll generally pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for most doctor services. While Medicare Advantage plans often include these services, they may come with network restrictions. Coinsurance and copays. After your deductibles for Part A and Part B are met, you are generally responsible for a share of the costs, known as coinsurance and copays. In most cases, this is 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for Part B-covered services and a variable amount for Part A services. This is where having a supplemental policy, which we'll discuss later, can be beneficial. Limitations of Original Medicare. It's essential to understand that Original Medicare has its limitations. For starters, it doesn't cover prescription drugs, dental care, vision care, or hearing aids. Moreover, unlike Medicare Advantage plans, Original Medicare does not have an annual maximum out-of-pocket expense limit. These gaps often necessitate additional coverage, whether through employer-sponsored plans or other private options. Part D, Prescription Drug Coverage. If you're solely relying on Original Medicare, you'll likely need Part D, a standalone prescription drug plan. These plans are offered by private insurance companies approved by Medicare and provide coverage for a range of medications. The average Medicare Part D premium is $31.50 per month in 2023, but this can vary depending on the plan you choose and the drugs you need. Medicare Supplement Plans, Medigap. Medigap policies are another way to fill in the gaps left by Original Medicare. These are private insurance policies designed to cover out-of-pocket costs like deductibles, copayments, and coinsurance. Medigap policies are standardized, meaning each plan type offers the same benefits. However, premiums for Medigap policies can vary, even for the same standardized plan. Unlike Medicare Advantage, Medigap allows you to see any doctor that accepts Medicare, giving you a broader range of options. 3. Medicare Advantage, key features for today's healthcare consumer. As you navigate the complexities of healthcare in America, you'll often find yourself comparing Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. While Original Medicare comes with its set of benefits, it's worth taking a closer look at Medicare Advantage, an increasingly popular alternative. Below, we break down the key features of Medicare Advantage, from provider networks to additional benefits, to help you make an informed decision for your healthcare needs. General overview, a one-stop shop for healthcare coverage. Medicare Advantage, also known as Part C, serves as an all-in-one alternative to Original Medicare. These plans are offered by private insurance companies that are approved by Medicare. Unlike Original Medicare, where each part covers a specific aspect of healthcare, Medicare Advantage plans often bundle Parts A, B, and frequently Part D into a single plan. This integrated approach to healthcare coverage is one reason behind the surge in Medicare Advantage enrollments over recent years. Provider networks, understanding HMOs and PPOs. One distinct feature of Medicare Advantage is its use of provider networks, which primarily consist of health maintenance organizations, HMOs, and preferred provider organizations, PPOs. OHMO plans, these plans require you to choose a primary care physician and get referrals to see specialists. You'll need to use the doctors within the HMO network, except for emergency situations. OPPO plans, these offer more flexibility when selecting a healthcare provider but offer financial incentives if you use doctors within the PPO network. Understanding these network structures is crucial as they influence your choice of doctors and your out-of-pocket costs. Premiums and out-of-pocket costs, financial aspects to consider. While some Medicare Advantage plans come with zero additional premiums, others may require you to pay a monthly fee on top of your Part B premium. The trade-off often lies in the out-of-pocket expenses. Medicare Advantage plans have a cap on your annual out-of-pocket spending, unlike Original Medicare. For 2023, this cap is set at $8,300, although many plans offer a lower threshold, adding another layer of financial security to your healthcare coverage. Additional benefits, more than just basic coverage. Perhaps one of the most compelling features of Medicare Advantage is the additional benefits not covered by Original Medicare. These often include dental coverage, regular checkups and sometimes even more advanced procedures. Vision coverage, includes routine eye exams and potentially glasses or contact lenses. Fitness benefits, access to wellness programs and sometimes even gym memberships. Hearing aids, some plans offer coverage for hearing tests and devices. Telehealth services, remote consultations which have grown in relevance due to the COVID-19 pandemic. These additional benefits contribute to the holistic approach to healthcare that many Medicare Advantage plans offer. Travel considerations, geographical limitations. One limitation of Medicare Advantage is its service area restriction. While Original Medicare allows you to see any provider across the nation that accepts Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans generally restrict you to a network within a certain geographical area. However, it's essential to note that you're usually covered for emergency care, regardless of where it occurs. 4. Understanding the key differences between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Navigating the healthcare landscape can be a daunting task, especially when you have to choose between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Both options have their unique sets of features, benefits, and limitations. To make an informed decision, it's crucial to understand the key differences between these two healthcare plans. This guide aims to dissect these differences, from provider networks to maximum out-of-pocket costs and more, to help you decide which option aligns best with your healthcare needs. Provider networks, flexibility versus structure. One of the most significant differences lies in the provider networks. Original Medicare allows you to visit any doctor or healthcare provider that accepts Medicare, without any need for referrals. This flexibility can be a boon for those who have long-standing relationships with specific doctors or those who require specialized care. Medicare Advantage, on the other hand, usually requires you to adhere to a network of doctors. These networks come in the form of health maintenance organizations, HMOs, or preferred provider organizations, PPOs. While this can limit your choices, it often comes with the benefit of coordinated care and lower out-of-pocket costs. Maximum out-of-pocket costs, predictability versus risk. Original Medicare does not offer a cap on your annual out-of-pocket expenses, which means your costs could add up quickly in the case of a serious illness or emergency. Medicare Advantage plans are required to have an annual maximum out-of-pocket limit. For 2023, this limit is set at $8,300, although some plans offer a lower threshold. This provides an added layer of financial protection and predictability. Part D prescription drug coverage, integrated versus standalone. With Original Medicare, prescription drug coverage is not automatically included. You'd need to purchase a separate Part D plan for this coverage, which means dealing with a separate premium and potentially different provider. Most Medicare Advantage plans come with Part D prescription drug coverage integrated, streamlining your healthcare experience. This bundled approach is often more convenient and can sometimes offer cost savings. Additional benefits: comprehensive versus basic. Original Medicare is fairly limited when it comes to additional benefits. It does not cover routine vision, dental, or hearing exams, nor does it cover fitness programs. Medicare Advantage often includes these additional benefits, making it a more comprehensive option for those looking for extensive coverage. Some plans even offer unique benefits like transportation to medical appointments or telehealth services. Travel considerations, nationwide versus local. Original Medicare offers the flexibility to see any healthcare provider across the nation that accepts Medicare, making it an ideal choice for frequent travelers or those who spend their time in multiple states. Medicare Advantage plans are usually limited to a specific service area, except for emergency care. If you travel frequently, you may find this limitation restrictive. Medigap availability, supplemental versus all-in-one. Original Medicare allows for the purchase of Medigap policies, which are supplemental insurance plans that cover costs like copayments, deductibles, and foreign travel emergencies. Medicare Advantage plans, being more comprehensive, do not allow for a Medigap policy to be added. All your benefits are included in the single plan, which may or may not be beneficial, depending on your healthcare needs. 5. Pros and cons of both plans. In the realm of healthcare coverage, especially for those aged 65 and over, the choice often boils down to Medicare Advantage and Original Medicare. Both plans offer a set of features that can be either advantageous or limiting, depending on your specific healthcare needs and lifestyle. This guide dives deep into the pros and cons of Medicare Advantage and Original Medicare, focusing on their cost-effectiveness and flexibility among other factors, to help you make an educated decision for your healthcare future. Medicare Advantage, the modern all-in-one solution. Pros. 1. Cost-effectiveness. One of the most significant advantages of Medicare Advantage is often its cost-effectiveness. Many plans offer zero additional premiums beyond what you're already paying for Medicare Part B. These plans also cap your annual out-of-pocket expenses, providing a safety net that Original Medicare lacks. 2. Integrated benefits. Most Medicare Advantage plans come with integrated Part D prescription drug coverage, eliminating the need for a separate plan. This can simplify your healthcare management and potentially lower your overall costs. 3. Additional benefits. Beyond the basics, Medicare Advantage plans often include extra perks like dental, vision, and hearing coverage, and even wellness programs. This makes them a more comprehensive healthcare solution for those who want more than just the essentials. 4. Predictable costs. With set copayments and a cap on out-of-pocket expenses, budgeting for healthcare is often easier with Medicare Advantage. Cons. 1. Limited provider network. The downside to the cost-saving structure is a limited provider network. In most cases, you'll need to select healthcare providers from within the plan's network, which can be restrictive. 2. Geographical limitations. These plans are generally restricted to specific service areas, making them less suitable for frequent travelers or those who reside in multiple states. 3. No Medigap compatibility. Medicare Advantage plans are not compatible with Medigap policies, meaning you can't add supplemental insurance for out-of-pocket costs. Original Medicare, the classic, flexible option. Pros. 1. Provider flexibility. Original Medicare offers unparalleled freedom in choosing healthcare providers. You can see any doctor or specialist that accepts Medicare, often without needing a referral. 2. Nationwide coverage. Whether you're a frequent traveler or have homes in multiple states, Original Medicare has you covered. It's accepted by any provider that takes Medicare, giving you nationwide coverage. 3. Medigap compatibility. With Original Medicare, you can purchase a Medigap policy to cover additional out-of-pocket costs, providing an extra layer of financial security. 4. No required networks. There's no need to worry about network restrictions or additional costs for seeing out-of-network providers. This can be especially beneficial for those who need specialized care. Cons. 1. Potentially higher costs. While original Medicare provides more freedom, it often comes at the price of higher out-of-pocket costs. With no cap on annual out-of-pocket expenses, the costs can quickly add up, particularly if you require extensive medical services. 2. Additional plans needed. Prescription drug coverage is not included, requiring a separate Part D plan. Similarly, dental, vision, and hearing are not covered, necessitating additional plans for those services. 3. Less predictable spending. Without a cap on out-of-pocket costs and potential for various supplemental plans, budgeting for healthcare can be less predictable. 6. Choosing the best Medicare Advantage plan. When it comes to healthcare coverage for seniors, Medicare Advantage stands out as an increasingly popular choice. These all-in-one plans offer a range of benefits, often at a lower cost than original Medicare. However, not all Medicare Advantage plans are created equal. In this guide, we'll discuss the key factors you should consider when choosing the best Medicare Advantage plan for you, from the network and coverage to additional benefits and costs. Network type, HMOs versus PPOs. One of the first things to consider when selecting a Medicare Advantage plan is the type of provider network. The two main types are health maintenance organizations, HMOs, and preferred provider organizations, PPOs. OHMOs, these plans have a more restricted network, requiring you to choose a primary care physician and get referrals for specialists. They're generally less expensive but offer less flexibility. OPPOs, these plans offer greater flexibility in choosing healthcare providers but provide financial incentives for staying within the network. If you value the freedom to choose your doctors, a PPO might be a better fit. Coverage, essential services, and beyond. All Medicare Advantage plans must cover the same services as original Medicare, but many go beyond that. Evaluate the range of services covered, especially if you have specific healthcare needs like chronic conditions or regular prescriptions. Some plans even offer integrated Part D prescription drug coverage, so check if this option aligns with your medication needs. Additional benefits, more than just healthcare. One of the most appealing aspects of Medicare Advantage plans is the additional benefits not typically covered by original Medicare. These can include dental, vision, and hearing coverage, as well as wellness programs and telehealth services. Make sure to weigh these additional benefits in your decision-making process, especially if they are services you regularly use or anticipate needing. Costs, premiums, and out-of-pocket expenses. Cost is often a decisive factor in choosing a healthcare plan. While some Medicare Advantage plans offer zero additional premiums, others might require a monthly fee on top of your Part B premium. Also, consider the out-of-pocket costs, including copays, deductibles, and the annual out-of-pocket maximum. A lower premium might mean higher out-of-pocket costs, so consider your typical healthcare spending patterns when evaluating this. Company reputation, trustworthiness, and customer service. Don't overlook the reputation of the insurance company offering the plan. Research customer reviews, look into their history of rate increases, and even consider their financial stability. You want to choose a company known for excellent customer service, straightforward billing, and reliability, especially when it comes to claim settlements. Medicare Plan Finder, your go-to resource. One invaluable tool in this process is the Medicare Plan Finder tool available on Medicare.gov. This resource allows you to compare different Medicare Advantage plans available in your area. You can filter based on the factors that are most important to you, be it cost, additional benefits, or type of coverage, making it easier to find a plan that fits your needs. Secure your health and peace of mind with TMT Insurance's Medicare plans. Armed with the insights from this comprehensive guide, you're now better positioned to make an informed choice tailored to your unique healthcare needs and financial situation. As you evaluate your options, we invite you to explore the Medicare plans offered by TMT Insurance. Known for our commitment to top-notch customer service and comprehensive coverage options, TMT Insurance provides Medicare solutions that are not just plans but pledges for your well-being. Take the next step in securing a healthier, more financially stable future, consider a Medicare plan from TMT Insurance today. And that wraps up our episode, Comparing Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage. I hope today's discussion has illuminated the nuances of these two Medicare paths and empowered you with the knowledge to make informed decisions. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insightful conversations. I'm Sarah, and it's been a pleasure guiding you through this complex topic. Until next time, take care and make well-informed choices for your health and well-being.